Sorry, guys, I'm out of breath. I just made a really dumb mistake on this e-bike. I think I'm gonna go take a shower and a nap or pass out. And when I am recovered, we're gonna talk about what I just did so you don't make the same mistake. And we'll talk about how I'm doing it getting healthier and losing weight since I bought an e-bike. And some things you probably ought to know if you're new to e-bikes. I'll be back. Yeah, so I made a terrible mistake. It's pretty warm out. Let's go find a shady spot to talk about it. I don't know if this is going to work. It's so windy out here on the lake, but we'll give it a shot. So I got an e-bike, Black Friday sale, $699. The truth is, I was overweight. I needed to get in shape. I don't want to go to the gym. I've done that. I'm almost 55 years old. I'm not trying to put on weight. I need exercise. I sit at a desk. I get paid to sit at a desk all day. So I sit for 35 hours a week, probably on average, at my job. And then I come home. And if we're not riding motorcycles, I sit at the computer and I make videos and edit them and all that kind of stuff. And so I don't get enough exercise. I thought bicycle would be a great way to get some exercise. And an e-bike would help me get back in shape where I'm not doing all of it on my own, but I have some assist. And it's working out, but I made a really bad mistake this morning. So I didn't get to use this bike a lot in the winter, and I've never pushed it to its range. So this morning I took off for this lake. This is about 6.5 miles from my house. And I thought, well, I got 2 bars on the gauge. If I don't get there before it gets to 1 bar, I'll just turn around and go back, but we'll see if we can make it. Well, I got 6.5 miles, and this is 7 miles, and it went from 2 bars to 1 bar. You know what happens on this model when it gets to 1 bar? Well, the display and all that stuff works, but you lose all the assist. So I got a real workout this morning. I pedaled my ass 7 miles back home because I was not about to call my wife and ask her to come pick me up in the truck because I'd never lived that down. Now, the good news is the reason I bought this bike was to get in better shape. I don't know in November if I could have made that 7 mile trip. I have lost some weight. I'm down 12 pounds from my average, but I was, to be honest, and I'm not real comfortable saying it, but I was 219 and I'm just about 5'8.5", not quite 5'9". So I was obese on the scale. 219 is about the heaviest I've ever got. Maybe I was over 220 at some point 15 years ago, but I got in shape. Lost a bunch of weight, and now I've kind of let it slide, and I'm not doing so well. And at my age, I need to pay more attention to my health. So I'm currently, as of this morning, down to 202. So I've lost over 10 pounds, about 12 pounds from my average since February. And this is March 21st. So, a month and a half, 6 weeks. That's not bad. I'm okay with 12 pounds in 6 weeks. 2 pounds a week. And I'm actually, now that it's getting warmer and I can get out and ride this bike, I've actually started losing it faster the last couple weeks. So I'm doing better. I'm also not traveling where I have to eat out or fast food and all that kind of stuff. I can watch my diet better. But let's talk about the e-bike, because if you're like me and you need to lose some weight and you're looking and struggling and you don't want to go to the gym and you're looking for something, and some of us who are following my channel, you're motorcyclists. It means you like being on two wheels. Well, being on two wheels on a bike that's assisted is pretty fun too. It's not a 131 Harley Davidson Screaming Eagle build, but it's a fun bike to ride still. I'm having a lot of fun riding it. So, but it's a great way to get some exercise and get out of the house. I don't want to do a stationary bike. I don't want to be in the house. I want to be in the air conditioning. I want to be outside. In Mother Nature, if that means I got to go home, take a second shower, then so be it. I'm okay with that. So let's talk about the bike a little bit. Take a look at it. Now, this is a TST RS002, and it's like $799 right now. I got it for $699 on Black Friday. 7-speed, so you can ride this just like a regular bicycle, which is what I had to do to get back this morning. So we have a headlight up front. It does have suspension in the front and the rear, which is nice. It's got fenders. You're supposed to be able to take this thing off-road, although I haven't tried it yet. The seat's pretty comfortable. I mean, I did 14 miles on it today. Well, over that, actually, because I 7 here and 7 back, and then I rode around a little bit this afternoon. Now, this one's got a pad on the back. You could ride a passenger. I don't know that I'd want to do that. But a lot of people are putting like a crate on here or a luggage rack. People are buying these to go hunting because you could slip out the woods really quiet, go bow hunting. Now, after putting some miles on this, I'm really glad I bought it. I don't know that I would be using it if it was just a regular bicycle the way I am with it being an e-bike. Other than this morning, you know, if I get to a hill, getting tired, I don't have to stop. I just press the button and it's going to go with that. And I can pedal along still and keep kind of the cardio stuff going on. So, you know, I really like the way it works. I wish I'd gotten one sooner. Another thing I really like about it, it does have disc brakes. They work really well. So coming down the road to my driveway is fairly steep and you have to get on the brakes before you turn into the gravel or you're going to drop it. Both my daughters have wrecked this thing. You can't tell it hasn't hurt a bit, but they rode it. I had to move spots because the fishermen wanted to talk to me. They were yelled at me while I was recording, wanting to know what I was doing and what that was. So, you know, and the guy's reaction when I told him it was $7.99 was like, well, that ain't bad. Dickie Bubs got for $1,000 for deer hunt. Well, I bet you for $300, I can make a hell of a rack for hauling stuff out of there to mount on the back of this thing. So, you know, there's a lot of purposes for them, a lot of stuff for them. I go out mines to get healthier, and it's working for me. You know, as an e-bike, I'm not an expert on e-bikes. I'm not going to bullshit you, tell you this is the best one. I will tell you, I think it's affordable from what I've seen on prices on e-bikes. I enjoy it. I like it. It's working well for me. Just make sure you do have more than 2 bars when you leave the house if you're going to do a 14-mile round trip because you're not going to make it. All right. Well, guys, I am going to get headed back to the house. Hope you like this video. I hope you consider an e-bike or something if you're dealing with health issues and you're trying to find a way to exercise healthier as you get older. And if you're just an e-bike fan, still let me know what you think this bike. If you got any experience with it, if you own one and considering buying one, you know, I would definitely say check it out. I did a video where I did an install of my first impression slide. I'll leave a link to that down below as well as to their website where you can check this out, see what the price is. And if you're interested, one. Pick one up. Thanks you guys for watching. Y'all stay safe. Keep on riding. We'll see you in the next.